But he knows that his time is real, real short. He knows he's doomed. But he wants to destroy you because he hates you. Because you were created in the image of God and after his likeness. You were created to reign, to rule, to triumph, to live, to prosper, to succeed, to win, overcome, to increase with joy, with peace, with goodness, righteousness, and truth. That's what you were created to do. In your life, in the creation of God and what he designed for you, there was no destruction of any kind, no suffering, pain of any kind, no lack of shortage of any kind. You were created to be like him. Your body, even your physical body, was designed originally to live forever. Your spirit man is like God. You couldn't be sons of God not being like God. Anybody here? So, his plan was to separate you. He was so mean and shrewd and so clever in his operation. When he got kicked out, he took a third of the angels. That's a clever dude, isn't he? Huh? Now Adam allowed him in this earth realm. And God wants you to be aware, wise, informed, know for sure who you are, who's your God. And that if not another can provide for you. If you try another, he will deceive you. He will mislead you. He will bring suffering and pain in your life. And he will never help you to overcome it. But he will inflict more and more and more until this body that you're living in will cease to function. Then, if your life is not right with God, you leave and you go to another place even worse than where you are. And it's called hell. But Jesus came in the midst of this, and that's where I want to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God wants you to be aware of what has happened in the last day. That we, the body, can get this message, this truth to all mankind that's on earth that's breathing. Everybody probably won't hear it, but there's so many thousands, hundreds of thousands, and millions will. So we can't be concerned about those that won't. We want to reach those that will. Amen. Amen. So we have to adopt a statement like Oral Roberts had. Somebody asked him, said, what would you do? You have a healing line. You lay hands on somebody in the healing line and they die while you are praying for them. What would you do? He said, next. That's what we have to do. We run into somebody that don't want it. Next. We're moving on because somebody wants the truth. Somebody wants to be free. And we can't waste time fooling around with those that don't want it. Arguing with them. I don't have time to argue with your unbelief. I need to find somebody that hears the truth. Because I don't think I have the truth, I know it's the truth. The very name is true, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody here today? Amen. So he allowed an outlaw, enemy, here in this earth realm. And most believers, Holy Spirit going to help you to recognize this today. Been in church And I'm not criticizing that. Thank God you've been born again. But we have not realized well enough that when the pandemics, disasters, destruction, these things hit, we don't tuck tail and run. All right. But that's what most believers do. We try to defend ourselves in ourselves apart from God, using all our natural means and natural resources, and you can't fight spiritual things with natural. You're going to have to become a spiritual, knowledgeable man, woman, boy, girl of God that you know Jesus is Lord. And what he said is the absolute truth and your protection from the unseen forces of darkness is in him. Did you hear me? Yes, there are natural things that you must do. Amen. Good hygiene, just sensible. If you don't, you're going to smell. Amen. That's sensible to have good hygiene. It's wise when you know how to go to Walmart and get you some deodorant. And soap. And use it when you get home. But to try to take these natural things and keep disease out of your life only, you have failed miserable. It's going to take the name of Jesus, the word of God, the blood of Jesus, and you got to stand firm and not be moved, even by feeling and test when they even attack your body. You got to stand firm and say, no, you don't. You have no right to do this, and I'm not going to give in to you. In the name of Jesus. You stand your ground and do like Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. Hold fast to your confession without wavering. Hallelujah. Because you have an adversary. He'll pull any trick in the book he can and out of the book. He doesn't follow guidelines. You have to call him in check. You can't allow him to do anything. He'll twist it in a heartbeat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let me tell the story. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, God said, after Adam allowed this outlaw in this earth realm, anybody here today? Yes, sir. Brain sound good. Help me to preach. Hallelujah. Found this outlaw in this earth. And God said, Adam allowed him in this earth. And I'm going to arrange man way back to me. I'm going to fix it, so man can get back to me. Hallelujah. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to restore man. I'm going to restore him back to me again. He found a man by the name of Abram. Later on, his name became Abraham.